Lorgan Torbold had always had contempt for those ex-servicemen and women who hung on a little too tightly to their military ways long after they were out. It was never too hard to find an ex-military type now employed as a Walmart greeter or space commissioner, wearing a utility belt festooned with old ammo pouches or space tool carriers. They bloused their slacks and spit on their loafers. Only yesterday he had seen a balding commissionaire with a few too many gadgets on his belt leaning off his space scooter to ticket some ship that had docked a mill a minute too long. The tubby traffic enforcer was sporting a black-banded Marine issue 100-hour space chronometer. There was no getting around it. They were flat-out lousy watches. They had always been lousy watches. There was nothing good about them. If you were wearing a Marine space chronometer, then it was damn sure you had no idea what the hell time it was. You might be, if you were lucky, in sync with maybe one planet in 100, and probably not the one you were currently on. As soon as Lorgan had been issued with one, he'd looked for a way to ditch it. Why would somebody who didn't have to wear one? It was beyond reason. Torbold was under the impression that he was neither sentimental nor nostalgic about his military service. People who had never been in the IPSM, or who didn't personally know and know pretty well someone who had, were often under the impression that a Marine's life was full of danger and excitement. Rocketing between new and exciting worlds, battling strange and terrifying aliens, and engaging in all sorts of exotic and sexy adventures. The games world hadn't really helped to rectify this misapprehension. After all, nobody wanted to virtual game clean the barracks, and yet that was how Lorgan seemed to have spent almost all of his 6 years. Cleaning his pod, cleaning his weapon, cleaning the barracks, cleaning the transports, their evacuation chambers, his space shoes, his gravity suit, his electro-KFS, his sustenance tins. It was an endless round of cleaning, and Lorgan loathed it. Sure, there had been moments of excitement, like that time on Octavius, but that was really a very small percentage of the time. The thing people failed to realize about the military, he thought, was that most of your time was spent bored, uncomfortable, and pissed off. As Lorgan lay shivering on the metal deck of the cargo bay trying to sleep for at least part of the 74-hour journey to Zetas 9, he wondered just how much his life had changed.